Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa. What is that trash?
Oh,
how dare you.
Off my radio station.
That is Summer in a Song.
What is that?
That's LFO.
Oh.
Summer Girls.
And
so you're going to go, Thursday night in Hampton Beach on a beautiful night. You're going to waste your time watching that.
They're local.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're local?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, they name check Larry Bird in there, mm-hmm. So.
I remember that song. And then a couple of them have passed away, right?
That's what Chime just told me. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. How many are left?
So I got a text that said there was only one left.
Oh.
I went and double checked. It is in fact true.
Is it the actual one that's left that is playing Thursday night, or is it like a cousin of the, like Lynyrd Skynyrd played for 50 years after every original band member had passed away with like family members?
No, I think there's only three of them. There were only three of them in the group.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's
so now it's a solo act.
LFO, and the O stands for one.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin was at Home Alone.
But that's a good lineup. Ryan Cabrera, O Town, LFO.
Well, I mean,
BB Mac was the other
one. You've been very well behaved during the road shows. I don't think we've had a hungover road show from you yet this season.
No, so. I've been really trying. I don't need to drink to have fun.
Right. Yeah, so that's true. I believe, though, that if you spend Thursday night late with Ty Law and Wiggy and LFO, you will find it hard not to.
I know.
Just hydrate, because that stage is hot.
Wally's is where we will be Thursday night for pregame with you. And then Friday, only three road shows left in this fourth road show season. Friday, we are at Bernie's. And can't wait to see you up there. This is Dan from New Hampshire. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to get back to the Raffy Dever stuff, although that was some great great content for the last half hour. I just did some everyone's talking about, well, a lot of people are saying that this is a bad time to trade Raffy because the team's doing well and all that. But, you know, I looked in to see how Raffy's been doing lately, and we all remember how terrible he was in March and April. Mm-hmm. And he's actually worse in June than he was in March and April. And I think it was Wiggy who was saying, how many games would they be winning without Raffy?
Curtis asked that question. So they have won 38.
Okay, Curtis, I'm sorry.
They won 38 games, and he asked how many they would have won without Raffy.
But this is going to get a little nerdy here, so bear with me. In May, when Raffy was like tearing the cover off the ball, the team was six games under 500. In March, April, and June, when Raffy's playing like crap, the team's eight games over 500.
Mm.
So if you guys want to mull that over a little bit, might be just something to think about.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Changes my number of wins then. Mm-hmm. And I'm at 25, but I guess maybe now they have 38 total. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we will get to talk to Craig Breslow about this, and I don't know. They didn't want to be very specific last night, but it sounded to me like they believe that when it comes to identity, culture, and environment, that something was amiss with this team because they were not performing where most had expected they would be.
Mm-hmm.
And they are putting that on Raphael Devers.
We couldn't find alignment.
There was no alignment. They were searching. They tried hard on the alignment, but they just could not get alignment. They were screaming about it in the office, Curtis.
They sure were.
They were saying alignment. Must have alignment. But I don't know.
Devers says 58 RBI. Any guesses who has the second most and how many?
I would probably say either Bregman or Toro.
So Jaron Duran has 20 fewer. Mm. So Devers has the most RBI at 58. Second most, 20 fewer, 38 in Jaron Duran.
Right. I don't think they're a better team with without Devers. I don't believe Breslow on that one. I think, you know, on the field, I don't think they're a better team. Maybe
are they a better team if they are guys who are stepping up for each other? I use that phrase intentionally because that's what Craig Breslow used last night, that they want to be a team who is stepping up for each other, and Rafael Devers did not seem to be somebody who was willing to do that.
Yeah, better chemistry. I would say that they have that, a better clubhouse, you know, all those things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to make you a better team on the field. As far as the,
well, they went out and won a game last night against a team that is higher than they are in the standings.
Well, that's because, remember, we choose you, Giolito. That's the reason why. I mean, okay. He was lights out. He was nails. I mean, they only scored two runs, and one of them was obviously the Roman Anthony home run that we're talking about. Your boy Toro had an RBI to drive in Duran. But I think the chemistry, the culture, all that will be better. But I disagree with Breslow, where that means you'll be now a better team when you take away your best bat.
Yeah, I mean, they had four hits yesterday total. I mean, it was not an offensive performance. Giolito was great. And
well, and if you buy the Yahoo piece yesterday on the dumpster fire that is going on in the front office there, one of the big divides appears to be when it comes to their approach to hitting. The coaches who believe that this organization has gone away from the fundamentals when it comes to developing players, Curtis.
Well, right. I mean, if I had to choose who to side with, I would side with Cora over Breslow because of what they've accomplished. And I don't enjoy the approach of Craig Breslow viewing every player as part of some algorithm to get runs. There is a human element of this. And if they reinvest this money, I'm not going to get a tattoo, but dunk take here at the station. I will sit up on it for hours. Whoever wants to dunk me can dunk
me. What's going to be in the dunk tank? Because it can't just be water.
Gin.
It's got to be like maple.
Oh, no. Win-win. Curtis.
Maple syrup or something.
Okay, like whatever.
Diet Coke.
Perfect. Whatever it is. It
Hollandaise sauce, maybe.
That's a good one.
It could be the tears of the haters. Whatever you want to put in there.
What about Chick-fil-A sauce, maybe?
Then I want to get dunked.
It's not good if they can, you know, there that article, and remind me, Curtis, who wrote that?
June Lee.
Details the coaches after Roman Anthony joined the team and he had that error. Details the coaching staff making him go out the next day and do some drills in the outfield on purpose in front, essentially to show up Brez and the guys, because their opinion is that they're not spending enough time on that stuff. They're basically relying only on analytics and not on the fundamentals of playing the game of baseball.
I guess I would just ask for those that are fully invested with Craig Breslow, can you show me a reason to believe in his approach? In that, has it worked? Does he have a track record of success at any level?
No.
So why, if we're going to believe in one or the other, at least I know that Cora's won a championship. He's been part of teams that have overachieved in spurts, not the entirety of the year. And Devers, there's no way anybody's going to defend everything that he did. The way he acted was beneath that of a person being paid and with the talent that he has. But you don't get better this way, and you could have gotten better, which we look forward to in less than an hour to talk to Craig Breslow. You would have improved the return had you taken on more of the cash. And you still would have been able to, at the deadline, add specific pieces to help you get over the edge. It's not one or the other. And the reason it's frustrating is that for years now, Heim Bloom arrived. It was this long rebuild because Dombrowski had butchered the farm system. Then Bloom leaves, and Breslow's here, and he's like, well, we have to fix all the mess that that Bloom made.
Yeah.
And now Breslow's halfway through year two, and he's resetting it again for years down the road.
Well, and it sounds like that some of those resets and some of the personnel decisions are not popular there, and that is causing an issue. Certainly, if you believe the story about the longtime Red Sox scout who unfortunately didn't realize that the Zoom meeting had not ended.
Classic mistake.
On Zoom, when he said, essentially, thanks, Brez, you effing stiff.
Yikes.
And then was summarily dismissed right. by Craig Breslow. I mean,
it's a great burn, though.
Huh?
It's a great burn.
What?
You stiff?
Who doesn't make sure that the Zoom is off? Like, you have to hit that thing like five times.
Right, you
Greg,
think so. Used the word stiff. Right. I don't want to profile anybody here, but I'm just going to take a wild guess. He's over the age of like 55, and not necessarily Zoom was his forte.
And consider me shocked that the guy that wants no part of analytics didn't know how to close Zoom before swearing at the
Bingo.
Guy.
I look at the Breslow.
Does that happen to people a lot still? I mean, we've been Zooming now for years.
Probably, yeah.
I love my...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom and Dad, but like my mom with the freaking FaceTime. I'm like, you're scaring James. Remove it from your face. Just look at it. It's like they can't figure it out.
God. Like trying to climb inside the camera.
They put it right up to you. They put it literally right up to their face.
James doesn't feel that. It's just a screen.
It's like this, Curtis. Can he see me? My mother used to do that. Can they see me? Why can't? And then they have the glasses. Oh, I can't see them. And then next thing you know, it's looking up. Where are they? Can they see my face?
What you have? Oh, wait. Where'd you go?
Greg, very quiet during this.
No. I'm pretty good at those kind of things. I've mastered some.
I feel like most people FaceTime a lot of nowadays. It's more about FaceTime than call or text.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bit of a chore for me to try to figure out how to change my address on several apps.
Classic.
But, just go to profile.
But it's not that easy. You can't find, oftentimes, like in Uber, you can't find where the information is.
Oh, my God.
I needed some help from Linz.
It's generally on the either the right-hand side, up in the corner, or down below. Yeah. And you click on your profile, and then you hit edit.
Thanks, we need to do Greg performing basic tasks with technology.
Yeah. And then I'm mocked and ridiculed every time I try it. I mean, That the world advances around us. That's what happens as you age.
It's a good thing, though. I mean, just think it's such a good thing where you don't have to, you know, you could do everything from your phone. Your TV's a smart TV. Your car, it's all that. Yep. I mean, who wants to pull out the map to try to figure out what exit you get off of?
Make sure that the Zoom is over before you call the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox an effing stiff.
Yeah.
It's like the real world example of the scene in Moneyball where they're, you know, the old guys around the table with Billy Bean, and he's going through all the new terminology. He's like, what's that mean?
Yeah, and so maybe it's not a bad thing that he is coming in and making that organization his own.
Yeah, and I don't get, like, if Roman Anthony is botching ground balls or, ground balls in the outfield, don't you think he should be out there practicing that?
Yeah, but the argument was that they would normally do that behind closed doors in the past and not,
I mean, where would they
not parade him out there in front of everybody as a way to show Breslow and everybody else that their approach is not working.
But doesn't this show you, Greg, just to put a cap on, just in terms of the dynamics within the Red Sox front office, that Bregman was the catalyst for the issue with Devers that we all agree, that he came in, took his spot, Devers was mad.
Yep.
We all agree that Bregman's arrival was led by Alex Cora.
Mm-hmm.
That is who he was wanting to bring in. He managed him with the Astros. He's called him a perfect player. And Craig Breslow told us that one of the main jobs of Alex Cora is to manage the egos of the players in the clubhouse. So couldn't you say that this is something that they've just put on the feet of Cora, which is why he was the only guy that said anything publicly with the picture with Devers, that this was all an issue that was born out of Cora's inability to read the reaction of its most highest paid player endeavors and how he would react to Bregman's arrival.
Yeah,
right. But there's also, and I don't know how true some of these things are, where Devers said, hey, listen, they had told Devers, you're going to be able to play third base and Bregman will probably go to second initially in the beginning. I don't know who the hell told him that, but that's the biggest.
Well, Rafael Devers has told you that it was Craig Breslow who told him that.
Okay, and Cora seconded it?
I don't know about that.
The biggest, I mean, that's part of the problem, but I think the biggest problem that this team has and this organization has is they have a manager that doesn't, or is not able to communicate, or is not on the same page with the GM, but the owner hired the manager. The GM didn't hire him.
And I should be clear. In February, Devers told the media that he had been assured that third base was his.
Right.
So, and that's where that began.
Right.
But who was he assured by? Was it Chaim Bloom? Because didn't Alex Cora also allude to the fact that the guy who promised him that is no longer here?
Yeah, but that when he's talking February, he's talking after Alex Bregman was added to the roster. So
was he saying that he was assured in February, or was that just when he spoke up and said that he had been assured?
Great, great, great question. We'll get to ask Craig Breslow about that coming up. Craig Breslow on this show in about 45 minutes at 9:30. And that means we're going to get the Hill Notes early, coming up in about 15 minutes. Still time to leave one on the Odyssey app. You see the microphone there, and you can talk to your heart's content on any topic, and we'll play the best Hill Notes coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.